Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener.
The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have enthralled you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped.
So Ronnie, I recently downloaded Squeeze Me by Carl Hyacin, mainly because it shows a martini glass with a snake tail wrapped around it. I mean, what else needs to be said? And I am very excited to listen to it later today.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500. That's audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500.
At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Bandelker, and joining me as usual is my work husband. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Benuni.
Hi, we made it to the end of the week. Isn't that exciting?
We sure did. Oh my God, we're here. Hello, Friday!
Hello,
I'm
Friday.
On Saturday!
Oh, so close. So we're here to talk about the final episode of Girls Trip. A little Girls Trip Odyssey has come to a conclusion. Before we get started with that, just a reminder that on Monday evening, we have Take a Seat. That's on Spotify Live. That'll be at 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. It's actually a interactive show. Like, we talk, you talk. It's like we all talk to each other. It's really fun. So be sure to join in for that. And don't sleep on our Patreon. We always talk about our Patreon, but that's because we always have fun stuff going on over there. We do two Crappens on Demand episodes a week, which is basically like we turn on our cams and you can watch us recap. You get to see things like Bueller in the background, which is always fun. We also do a bonus episode every week. And the bonus episode is really great. We have like several hundred bonus episodes. So there's a lot of content out there. So don't forget about that. It's really good. And this week on the bonus episode, we recapped the latest episode of Real Housewives of Dubai. So go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens for that. And that's pretty much it. And of course, we haven't mentioned in a while. Don't forget Crappens merch. Go to crappensmerch.com. We got lots of fun stuff up there. So just giving you a gentle reminder that there's all sorts of stuff to really expand your Crappens experience.
That reminder was so gentle.
Wasn't that nice? It was a gentle caress of a reminder. just lightly, a light wisp on the back of your neck.
It sure was. You know what else was gentle? The season finale of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. It was just gentle. It was like, guys, let's not fight. Let's not really talk. Let's not really do anything. Yeah. Let's just kind of sail smoothly through the end of this week and just, you know, I don't know.
Let's just
make some Jill jokes.
Yeah, the show sort of like climaxed, I would say, two episodes ago. And then it's just sort of been, it's like a feather sort of lightly falling to the ground. And it's been a very prolonged denouement. And I think
it's one of the greatest artists of our time said, "Have you ever been like a plastic bag flowing in the wind?" And then Jill begins.
Feeling sad. And as another great artist of our time once sang, "Happy birthday to you."
as another great artist once said, shot, 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 score, 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 score.
Yeah, I this was I enjoyed Girls Trip season two. I thought it was a fun diversion, but ultimately I think it really paled in comparison to season one. I thought season one was actually
I'm 100 I'm totally opposite from you on that one. Really? I love season two. Yeah, I love season two. I thought it was way better. I love them sticking them all in this one house where they were kind of forced to be together more. I liked the wives on it more. I liked all the cast members on it more.
I
like this one more.
I thought the first one was really fantastic, and I thought that it I thought there were really interesting social dynamics at play in the first one, and in this one I felt like it was mainly sort of just like flare ups of fights, which was entertaining, and I thought they were all, this was very entertaining to watch, but I didn't feel like there was a lot going on. It just was, it felt like it was just entertaining, and that was it. And I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it, but I thought the first one was, to me,
I just measure in laughs. I measure in how much I laugh. And this one, I was just cracking up the whole time. So I don't know, but you know, to each their own. You enjoyed this one. I enjoy that one. The point is we're all eating at Bravo.
That's right. We're all at the
Bravo
buffet.
Peacock. Yeah,
that's right. So, so the episode opens up. They have, it's like a little bit, it's like Bluestone College for Wives on Pause, and the women are all in the confessional, which is basically Dorinda's attic, and they're just like talking about the week being over and it being a wild ride, and Jill's like, you know what, I'm a little sad to be honest, and Taylor's like, I'm a little sad, and Brandy's like, I'm hungover.
Yeah. And then Phaedra and Dorinda are in bed together. Phaedra's in her bedroom, and Dorinda's like, your lunch, let me tell you, Phaedra, your lunch started a whole trend of forgiveness and happiness. I'm just not going to let it go to that place today. I'm positive, Dorinda. Look at me, happy Dorinda.
Yeah, and it goes 10 hours later. It was a joke. I just said, you know, I said, I just don't yell at anyone. Oh, yeah? And I said, don't get outrageously drunk and forget what you're doing and pull your shirt up. A dress, I meant. Don't put your dress up, you slut.
My motto went from make it nice to I don't give a shit. Really, you know, drown in my pool for all I care. At least it'll get some heating. Am I right? Look at me, fun, Dorinda.
So, then people are making their beds, and Eva's doing her show in the morning, and Tamra is like, she's talking to her mom, and she's like, guess what, moms? That slut Vicky got broken up with by Steve, can you believe it?
And her mom's like, well, that's too bad. Is he available now? Is he available now, Tamra?
And then
Steve is so gross, by the way. Yeah. He just did a Instagram or whatever, where he's posting himself with this, you know, of course, like the dad camera where it's all the way down, you know, so you're like, he's double chinning it, and he's holding a beer called Vicky, and he's tasting, and he's like, oh wow, that's bitter, this beer just stays bitter. Like, shut up, Steve.
Yeah,
you wouldn't even have any followers if it weren't for Vicky, you thirsty old coot.
Yeah exactly. You wouldn't even be able to run for governor if it weren't for Vicky. So
you
then,
wouldn't even have that 0.0001% of the vote if it weren't for Vicky, you fucking loser. And you're having me stand up for Vicky? Fuck you, Steve. Yeah,
shut up,
suck.
You inbred bitch. So then Jill is downstairs in the kitchen, still trying to make her banana bread happen. She's like, guess what, everyone? I'm going to make my banana bread now. It's happening due to popular demand of me. We're gonna make the banana bread in a shallow muffin tin. Everyone get ready. It's gonna happen.
Oh my god, this poor Marco. Every day with Jill. Hi, Marco. Hi, kitchen. What are we doing today, Marco? Let's talk about it. He's like, oh my god, please don't talk to me again.
Yeah, I know. So then the plan is today they're gonna go canoeing, and then they're gonna have lunch at the Chesterwood Estate and dinner at Hancock Shaker Village. So Dorinda's telling Marco, your last day, you've done a great job, Marco, a great job. I mean, there were some bumpy parts, you know, because you were totally inept at your job for 7 straight days. Do you know why? How hard is it to be a butler for crying out loud, Marco? But you're doing great. You're doing great.
You're doing great, Marco, for doing terrible. Okay, now we're going to dinner at Shaker Village, otherwise known as, you know, up until 10 a.m. when everybody here has was their first drink. So I'm back to Jill in the kitchen. She's like, all right, ladies, so this is how you do it. You open the package with the ingredients in there, then you put the ingredients. And a lady goes, I know how to open a package. She goes, oh, you know already. Great. I can't wait to have fish. Speaking of fish, does anyone want a signed photo from Willie the Free, from the film Free Willy? Because I know him very well. I know technically he's a mammal, but he's in the ocean and he has a tail. So you know what? I know him through Michael Jackson, RIP. I wasn't friends with Michael, but I did the rugs for his version of the teacup ride at Neverland. He ordered online, but I drove them myself because who can trust UPS these days? Do we have any more chocolate chips in the house? This bag has branding from the late 90s. I recognize this. Are there chocolate chips here?
You know, it so happens, not only do I know Free Willy, I actually know the man who made the little wall. He has a jump over. Very nice man. He's an artisan. He came over from New Jersey. He does all our walls. He did. So whenever people look at our walls, they say, Jill, you've got such a great wall around your place in the Hamptons. I say, it's because the guy from Free Willy who made the whale wall made it for me. Not to be confused with the whaling wall in Israel, which, God forbid, I don't get to go there this year because of COVID. Ugh, a shame. A shame for all of our houses. So wrong, I want to go to Israel this year?
God, that was terrible. That time I was really almost canceled because I just kept hashtagging things build the wall because I was just so proud of him. What a good friend of mine. God, people really got upset with that one.
So then so Brandy comes down in the same dress that she was wearing last night, and Jill's like, oh, walk of shame. Brandy goes, no, I don't have any shame. And so, what are you making?
Yeah, you know, it's a joke. Yeah, it's a joke. You know, walk of shame is when you hook up with somebody and then you leave the next day and you're embarrassed because you're in the same clothes.
Okay. I got it. Yeah, I got it, Jill. Right. So what are you making there? Oh, I'm making my world famous chocolate chip banana bread, which even though it's called banana bread, I'm actually just turning it into very flat muffins in a very flat muffin tin.
Oh my God, are those chocolate chips from the 90s? I remember that packaging.
Yes, it was. Actually, it's a very funny story. I was friends with Amelia Toll of Toll House. And actually, she's a wonderful girl. If you have any chocolate chips, call me. I'll call Amelia.
You know what was the best part? She lived in an apartment. You know, and they said we should call this Toll House. She said, you know what, truth in advertising, I don't know if I could do that. They said, Amelia, grow a pair of heels, you know. So she did, and it's Toll House, and that's where we are today.
Actually, no, the funny thing is I think Toll House is an actual place, because I for some reason I looked this up on Wikipedia like 2 months ago, that the woman who invented chocolate chip cookies, she like was an innkeeper at a place called the Toll House. And I think it was actually in Massachusetts, perhaps close to the Berkshires. I'm going to look it up right now because I know everyone wants to hear about this. Okay.
How long does it take to make your little things, Jill? She's like, 20 minutes. Okay. 20 minutes. Okay. So I can go back to bed for 20 minutes. Great. Hey, kitchen lady, what are locks? She's like, salmon. Ew, salmon is disgusting.
How did Brandy get to her age living in Los Angeles without knowing what lox are? How? And by the way, the Toll House of Toll House Cookies is from Massachusetts, but it's from Easton, Massachusetts, so not near the Berkshires. So the full circleness of it is not quite as first full circle. I'm sorry, Jill Zarin.
You know what? A cookie is a circle. That's the only kind of circle I'm worried about right now.
I tell Allie all the time, don't worry about not getting that job because life is a circle. It's like a Toll House cookie and it will come back again.
So in Vicky's room, she's like, oh my God, I look like shit. Is there a mask I can put on? God, I hate getting old. I literally hate getting old. Everything changes. You can't freaking see. Where are my glasses? I can't even see well enough to find my glasses. Where are my glasses?
Tamara's like, I love to remind Vicky, she's gonna be 60. That's my favorite thing in the world to do. Y'all tag 60-year-old. So then they're going through their gift bag and they pull out these like towels that sort of have hoods because they're ultimately, we discovered they're like towel wraps, but they don't know how to do it. So they're sort of like twisting them around and trying to make them. And they're like, this looks ridiculous. Who would wear this? And then Phaedra walks in wearing one.
Like, oh, well, she walks in wearing a real turban that's like done up properly, you know? And she even has the earrings stuck to the side of the turban, which is so funny. So they're like, could you help me? Hey, Phaedra, could you help me do this? I look like an idiot. And she's like, okay, well, at first you do this. And she does it wrong. You know, it's like up the side, kind of. And Phaedra goes, well, Vicky has somewhat of a potato head, so it was difficult.
So then downstairs, Jill's banana bread is not working out well. She's having some Great British Bake Off chaos happening down there. She's like, oh God, these are stuck. It's not good. These are all terrible. Nothing's working right. And Phaedra's like, because now Phaedra's down there. She goes, well, I told you you need Pam. Well, I use Pam. I actually know Pam. I know the Pam. She's very lovely woman. Lovely woman. She invited her to the Hamptons. You should admit, if you ever need any Pam, I'll call Pam. She'll send you. She's friends with Molly McButter too. Also a very nice person. I don't know her as well, but she seems very nice.
You know, I always want to bring Pam to parties in the Hamptons, but everyone's saying, oh my God, please don't bring Pam. She's really got slippery fingers. Okay. Literally drops every glass of champagne she's handed.
You know what I have to say? I often feel like I'm a little bit of a better friend to Pam than she is to me. I'm just saying, she never invites me anywhere. I invite her every place. But that's okay. That's who I am. I love to invite people. And if Pam doesn't want to invite me, that's fine. I don't hold it against her. But she doesn't invite me to places, and people should know that. But that's okay. I'm not her. By the way, I will say this, because we've gotten a few tweets about this. A few weeks ago, I pointed out that Kyle Richards.
Some Pam drama. There's some Pam drama. I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette for this one.
Please, get
your This is going to be a monologue apology. You owe a huge, huge apology to America.
It won't be a monologue, but it will be a moment, which is that I accused Kyle Richards of being a Pam hoarder because she opened up her cabinet and she had three canisters of Pam. And I was like, why does she have three canisters of Pam? That's ridiculous. Like why, like, does she need to have Pam ready at all times? How much Pam is she using? Well, several people told me that when you go to Costco and you buy Pam, because I haven't actually been to Costco in a little bit, when you buy Pam, it comes in a three pack, which makes sense because I noticed that one of her Pams was an olive oil Pam. And I was like, why does she have also a variety of Pams? So she clearly had gone to Costco, which makes her actually a little relatable, and she got the Pam 3-pack. But that being said, I choose my reality because that's the world we live in. And so even though that is a very rational and reasonable explanation for why Kyle has three canisters of Pam, I am rejecting it because I like the idea of Kyle being a Pam hoarder instead. And that brings more joy to my life. So yes, I understand why she has that Pam, but no, It does not get away from the fact that I still think she's a Pam hoarder, and I bet she probably has nine more Pams in the pantry.
She probably does. She probably has just a Pam. You know, when there's a Pam shortage, Kyle's one of those people who opens up her cabinet and it's like, there's all the Pam.
There's all the
Pam. There's 80,000 Pams.
She gives Pam to the poor. She's like, at Christmas, I like to walk around to Skid Row and give Pam to the poor.
The Kyle Richards X Jamie Lee Curtis Foundation for Pam for Poorest.
Pam for the needy.
Kim, did you steal another Pam? I didn't do nothing.
The chicken salad is falling right off her hands. I can't mix it today.
So now Dorinda and Jill are in the kitchen. Oh, can you let me stay up after I went to bed? She's like, oh, there was a pizza party. I didn't even know you could get pizza all the way out. You know, there's something beautiful about you, this place. There really is.
Yeah. And Dorinda's like, you know what? You know, I'm not. They start talking about how Brandy, like, was trying to make out with all of them. And she's like, you know, I'm not much of a make it out type. You know, I'm more of a person to tuck her into bed and give her warm milk. I'm kind of like a cat under the covers kind of girl. That's who I am, okay?
Who do you guys think Brandy's going to end up with in the end? And Taylor's like, a convict. Kidding. You're not really the one to make that joke, by the way. So Dorinda's like, when I came to New York, you know, I made a list of who I wanted for the future father of my child. You know, I've told you about the foot fetish. The foot fetish guy. And Jill's like, oh my God, what is that? What's a foot fetish? Is that where they want to wear your shoes?
Phaedra goes, no, it's they want to be all in your feet. She goes, what? What is that? You know, toes, penises in your feet. And Jill goes, oh, you know, I had a masseuse suck my toe once. It was bad.
What kind of masseuse was that? Taylor's like, did he tell you he was going to do it? She goes, no, it was in the Hamptons. Okay. You know, I was there. He comes up to me. He starts sucking on my toes. And I scream for Bobby. And Bobby comes in. And I said, the guy started sucking my toes. And Bobby very calmly said, Did you ask him to stop? I said, yes. And he said, so what's the problem? I mean, that was Bobby. Even a kind word for the toe suckers of the world. And next time I saw that toe sucker, I looked him right in the eye with a big smile on my face. And I said, hi!
So I went up to him and I gave him a towel. I said, this is from Jill and Allie. Okay, you can't suck my toes, but you can suck on this towel. Enjoy. I just want people to be happy. That's maybe a little too chill, Bobby, of a response, I would say. Like a masseur was licking your wife's toes against her knowledge or against her. It's just, that's the craziest. That's
creepy.
That's so crazy.
Oh, so then Brandy comes in still, you know, looking crazy. And Taylor's like, look what the cat dragged in. Couldn't find time for a bath, a change of clothes, nothing. Hey, you want to lock yourself? You want to lock yourself, Brandy? She's like, no, I think I'm going to take a shower.
So now they're all getting ready to go canoeing. And Vicky and Tamara are encountering their first chocolate babka, which is, I love them. Like, I love all the women on the show, interfacing with Northeastern Jewish food culture. Like, what's lox? Like, what's this? A baba? It's a babasa. It's a kebab. Kebab?
It's a babka.
Bebab?
Bab who? Bab who? Who's Bab? Who's Bab? Babka. Is that a grandmother? What is that? A babka? Little babka?
They're so confused by babka. It's amazing.
Is it an animal? Should I be afraid? Because babkas are scary. It's a bobcat.
It bit me. Everyone, I need a rabies shot. The babka bit me.
Was that the elephant in Curious George? It was Babar, and he wasn't in Curious George.
I just want to say to this that your husband was a great president. No, it's not it's not Barbara. It's babka.
Babka Bush. I'd vote for her again.
She was a great lady, and I loved her dog. Class incarnate. She's Vicky saluting the babka.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
So Jill is dressed like a camp counselor because now it's time for her event. And she's like, oh, yeah, I went to camp years ago. And it was a very, very bad experience. There were no celebrities there at all. There were just these three girls. And they were so mean to me. Bethany, Ramona, and Kelly. Okay. But today I want to create it in a positive way. So hopefully girls who don't hate me can come and be very nice to me. Also, these people are celebrities. So hopefully somebody will want to have lesbian sex with me. That's all I'm saying.
So they're going to go to a lake to go canoeing, and Vicky doesn't want to. She's like, oh, I don't want to swim. Okay. Cause this could be like seaweed and bugs and stuff. Like, oh yeah.
Oh God, you've had Brooks inside of you. Shut up.
Gosh, one thing I hate about swimming in a lake, all the seaweed.
It's true. Are they going to be sharks? Are they going to be sharks in there?
I love that she says there's seaweed. It's literally like, it's in the name, Vicky. It says seaweed. It's not in the lakes. It's not lake weed.
So Brandy and Taylor are getting dressed, and they have Brandy's like, I just want to say, Taylor, like, I'm so glad we can move past our stuff, because like, I'm too old for this. So I just want to clear the air. So like, if there's anything else you want to say, you can say it now. You know, you don't have to wait till dinner until you're like drop dead drunk to say it in a mean way in front of people. You can do it right now.
Well, Brandy, if we put everything behind us and are genuine and try to get things off the table as soon as they arise, the dream is for it to be the way it is now, and we can have a clean slate. And if you could maybe stop weaponizing the fact that my ex-husband died by suicide, that would also be a great step in the right direction. So cheers. Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Thanks. Oh my God. Thanks. Well, at least nobody's dead yet. Just don't drown anyone.
She's like, oh my God, get out of my room, bitch.
Yeah, Taylor's like, it was nerve-wracking to think about seeing Brandy again after so many years. It started off a little rocky, but in the end, it was nice to be able to bury some petty things that happened a long time ago. Mainly that things that she did that traumatized me. I guess we could say they're petty, even though I still live with them on a daily basis, but that's fine. It's fine.
So then Vicky and Tamara's room, Vicky's like, oh my God, Tamara, Steve is moving his stuff out of the condo, and he's moving to Puerto Vallarta. I don't want to talk about this with the ladies. I don't want to talk about it because no one cares. No one cares about my life. No one cares. Vicky, he's already been in Puerto Vallarta. You said it yourself.
Yeah.
He left you a year ago, Vicky. A year ago.
Tamara's like, well, you knew it was going to happen, batch. And Vicky goes, you know what, Tamara? I thought he was going to get his head out of his ass and be a family again. And I don't want to talk about this because people don't care. It's not their life. It's not their future. My future is undecided right now. I'm an orphan. I've been orphaned by my boyfriend, who is my parent, because I'm an orphan. You don't understand. No one understands me now.
You were fucking your dad, bitch?
Yeah, I was fucking my dad.
But that's sex shit, Vax.
It opened salsa, you know, for me. It was great.
I know it hurt a Felix to hear that stuff from Steph, but it's what she needs to hear. Because, like, she needs to hear, like, I don't like you. Stop calling me. Please stop. Please keep paying my T-Mobile bill, even though I blocked you. Okay? Bitch.
And Tamara's like, are you going to walk out there crying? She's like, I'm not crying. Am I crying?
You're crying, Vicka. You're crying.
So now they go to the lake, and she's like, oh my God, this is the river. Okay? This is so me. A river. I'm a river woman. Moving water, rushing rapids. Nature, 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 I say. Are those, what are those? Kayaks? What are those?
And Courtney, the lady, goes, they're canoes. Canoes? Canoes.
Pontoons.
Is it like a combo canoe kayak? Nope.
No, oh, okay. It's just a canoe. It's so a sailboat. Is that a sailboat?
It's a riverboat. Can we gamble on this? It's a canoe.
It's a canoe. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Is that a car? Oh, we can drive in the lake? Is that how that works? It's a canoe.
Oh my God, are we gonna be in the ocean on bobcas? Can't wait.
So they all have to put on life jackets, and they have to, like, there's like a whole lesson, and of course the woman's like, okay, here's your paddle. So there's the grip, there's the shaft and the tip, and Tamara's like, grip, shaft, tip, it's like a painless batch, it's like a painless batch,
fuck a deck. So Phaedra's like, why is my boat primitive? And just like, you want to switch? I'll switch with you. Just please be nice to me, girl at camp. She's like, all right. So they switch. So now it's Eva and Brandy, and they all get in and Courtney, you know, have wacky canoeing times. Well,
and then Courtney, by the way, has to teach them how to paddle. So she goes, so basically just scoop the water, bring it back out, dig the paddle in, scoop the water. And Vicky goes, yeah, I think we could all figure that out. I'm like, no, I would never believe that anyone here would be able to figure that out, as evidenced by your future canoeing ability in the rest of the scene.
All right, I'm standing. When is the boat going to start pulling me? It's not water skis, ma'am. Okay, it's a canoe. Anyone can tell me what a canoe is? I still don't get it.
Now, did they forget to put the filling in here? No, not cannoli, canoe.
So they start rowing around, and Dorinda crashes into Brandy, and they're all laughing. And Phaedra's like, "This is a Friday 13 movie. Those blondes always get ate up."
And then, they're just basically canoeing around. And Dorinda's like, you know, when I watch people do new things like canoeing, I always wonder, like, what are they like in bed? Like, if you're that sloppy in the canoe, what are you going to do with the canoe? I'm making a penis gesture. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know if you're good in a real canoe, you're good with having sex. That makes sense, you know?
It's fun, Dorinda. It's fun, Dorinda time. Now you all have the mental image of me fucking a canoe. You're welcome. Fun, Dorinda.
You know, by the way, Ronnie, this did make me want to go canoeing. I haven't gone canoeing in like 20 years or 30 years.
Oh, really? Oh, we can rent them out by my house because I live by a lake. Oh, that's
right. And so you did have a canoeing moment, didn't you?
Yes. It's really fun. But God, my arms are very, very weak. Turns out I'm a very weak person, which I already knew. But floating makes it worse, you know? Mm. You're like, I can't control myself and I'm floating. But it's fine, yeah.
Yeah, I went to sleepaway camp in the Adirondacks in New York. And so it was a lot of canoeing. And it's a joy.
Yeah. I'm
getting out there with my little paddle, paddling around.
They have like these rowing teams here in Austin, and you always see them. If you're ever up early enough, you see them on their big long canoes. Oh, yeah. They're all like, hey, 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 doing whatever. Like, they look like little machines all rowing at the same time. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to join that and meet some gay people. But yeah, I never do it.
When I went to college, I was like, when you get there, they like inundate you with all these activities you can do. And I was like, I'm going to join crew. Like, that's what I wanted to do. I was like, I want to join crew. I'm going to be on the crew team. I'll be like rowing and stuff. And I went to the first meeting and they're like, okay, so you'll have to wake up at 6 a.m. and we do things called hills. We're going to run up and down hills with like boats on like your, it was just like aggressive working out. I was like, I'm not going to do crew. No, I'm not doing this whatsoever.
Yeah, I'll stick to J Crew. The only crew I can handle.
J Crew.
So then we go to Chesterwood Estate and Studio, where they filmed Jurassic Park. So Dorinda's like, everyone, this is where Daniel Chester French lived. He's the man who was commissioned to do the Lincoln Memorial, and he also invented mustard. So, hello, Daniel.
So they sit down for like this fancy lunch, and Jill's like, okay, you know what? I just want to give you guys a thought. Okay. And this thought was presented by Jill and Allie. You're welcome. Okay. I have a little game to play together, and I think it's very self-reflective, especially after we've all gotten to know each other. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass around paper with everyone's name on it, and you have to write one word to describe that person. Okay. When you write the words, you got to use letters, preferably from the English alphabet. And what you do is you put the letters together and they make a word together. And that word is going to be the word that we're using. They're like, we get it, Jill. We understand how to put a word onto a piece
of
paper.
All right. Well, I did it with my family and it was very reflective of me. There were a lot of words that they had. Sale, discount, coupon, sale, delivered rug to Michael Jackson. That's more than a word. All right. So just one word. All right. It's not meant to be mean. It's not meant to be up your ass. What you do is you take a word.
We got it. We got it, Jill. All right.
All right. Well, I'm just saying we want it to be accurate.
You know, okay. Like a good example would be if you saw my name, you might want to write down Fabrics, Zarin Fabrics. Okay, we got it, Jill.
We don't need this much direction. So Taylor's like, she goes, well, yeah, but, you know, I want it to be accurate. You know, put one board down and then pass it over. And Taylor goes, land the plane, Jill. Land the plane.
So now they start doing this, like, word association. So mysterious is for Phaedra. And Vicky says...
You're mysterious. You don't really throw up on people the way I do, you know. And Regal, and that's Dorinda. And Brandy goes, that was me. I wrote that. Regal.
And Firm is Vicky, and Zan is Eva. And then Secretly Sexy, and Jill's like, well, that's two words. Just so you know. And that's for Taylor. But Jill's like actually bothered. Like, that's two words. You know, they violated the rules.
Yeah, and someone gets kind, and Phaedra says, all of us, but it's for Phaedra. And Phaedra's like, well, you know, I haven't always had the best rap on Housewives. And then they show her famous reunion. You spend your weekend peddling through sperm banks. You don't know if your child's father will be an axe murderer, but what you will know is that your baby daddy needed $10 for a pizza, so he ejaculated into a cup.
So you can have a child. God. Like, really one of the best reads of all time. So,
oh my God. Good. The awkwardness. I was like hiding behind my hands, like, no, Phaedra.
It's so good. And so Phaedra's like, people always assume that you're like this or like that. So for me to be in this place and really enjoy myself and not be on the defense at all times, it's a pleasant change. So then they're like misunderstood. Brandy, like talkative, Jill, expressive, Jill.
Talkative,
Jill. Yappy, Jill.
Nosy vodka. Ass, Jill. Yappy. Yappy, Jill. And Jill's like, wow, I guess we know who I am in the group. You know what? They could have come up with better words. Okay? Nicer words. Expressive. Jill.
We'll later
shut
find
up.
Out.
Jill. Okay, now you're getting really mean, people. Please,
you know what? I went through
up.
A lot. Okay? You know what? I had a very difficult camp experience when I was younger. Okay? My best friend, Jason Voorhees, okay? He drowned and then killed all my other friends. Okay? He would have killed me. Except it was like, Jason, this mask you're wearing, I like it, but we could do better. Here's one from me with my future daughter called Jill and Allie hockey mask. You should put this on. And he was like, you know what, Jill? You're annoying me. I actually want to kill you, Jill, but you're annoying me so much that I'm actually pretty sure I'm already dead. I'm going to go back into the lake. That's what I did to Jason Voorhees. And you know what? He was a very nice man. I'm friends with him to this day. If you want me to resurrect him, I can do that for you.
Taylor's. So they start going over all the words that they got. And Taylor got skinny, quiet, survivor, and secretly sexy. Who writes skinny? Who does that?
Garcelle.
So Vicky, I'm boss bitch, vulnerable, mama, firm in my beliefs, very sensitive, self-involved. Please stop telling people we're dating because we're no longer dating. Wait a minute. Who wrote this one?
I did. That was from Steph.
Wait, this one here says I'm 60 years old.
Yeah, just wanted to remind you, bitch.
So, yeah, which goes, self-involved. Yeah, because I am, you know, taking care of myself. And Brandy's like, that's not a compliment. She goes, I don't care. Well, it means like you're selfish. What? She's like, wait, I'm not selfish. Okay.
I'm not selfish.
She's like, I give more than I receive. And that pisses me off that someone said I'm selfish. Okay. I'm involved in myself. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. She goes, you know what? I'll take self-involved. Who else is involved with me? If not myself. Who else? Dorinda's like, well, I guess to Vicky, that is a compliment. Okay. So then they leave, and Dorinda has pretended that Phaedra lost her sweater, but she really brought it. She's like, hey, Phaedra, did you take your sweater out of the car? I don't remember your pretty sweater. She's like, oh my God, where's my sweater? Get it! I got your sweater, dum-dum. I got it. Hey, why don't you... It's happy, Dorinda. Why don't you write some adjectives down on a piece of paper now that you've got your sweater back?
Dorinda is cracking up. Like, she has the biggest smile on her face. She thinks, and like, the weird part is that she not only like has the sweater, but it's like on a hanger and like beautifully, like just like laid out. She's like, here it is. So now they go home, and now it's like, now they're getting ready for going out in the evening, and they're going to be going to this shaker community, where Dorinda tells us that the shakers would shake away their sins, and that's why they became known as shakers. So, you know, that's where they're going.
Well, you know, that's a good way to be known. That it's, at least you're not like an alcoholic or someone who's just peeing all the time. It's like, oh my God, stop shaking it, all right? There's no more drips. So Dorinda and Eva are talking, and you know, it's basically like, oh my God, this was such a fun trip. It's that episode.
Yeah.
And Dorinda's like, I'm so sad. I'm going to be so sad tomorrow. Literally. I'm going to be literally sad tomorrow. Dorinda, we need to sit together because we're both wearing glitter. And Taylor's like, this is the Last Supper. And Phaedra's like, not the Last Supper.
Come yeah. on now. So
didn't end well. That didn't end well.
Yeah, too. That's not a... from what I hear, I mean, my Bible knowledge sort of ends after book number 5. So they arrive.
He left before dinner. Could you believe the man is on that one?
So then they arrive at Shaker Village, and Vicky's like, oh, here we are again, sitting outside. Okay, I thought we'd be inside. So they're sitting around in these like sofas. And the waitress is coming around. The waitress has learned all their names ahead of time. So she's like, here you go, Jill. Here you go, Vicky. And they're all like disturbed by this. It's like the one time that being recognized, they don't appreciate.
Yeah, really. So let's see. There's a lot to scroll through here. Hey, everybody. Tonight we're Shaker Village. They would have these colorful masks on. They were just very crazy masks. And then they would scream in the mask. And then they would dance around and shake their penises until all the drips came off. And Phaedra's like, oh, yes, Pentecostal. She's like, yeah, they have the oldest garden. This garden was made before Fred Flintstone ever stepped foot on this earth. You might recognize the Brontosaurus tree. It's a very beautiful tree.
Yeah, and if you listen real quietly to the plants, they'll start singing, I'm a mean green fucker from outer space and I'm mad. It's wonderful. They sing so well, but don't get too close to them. So then they just start joking about like, oh my God, like Dorinda, you're like really good at this tour guide stuff. You could like lead a tour. And she's like, yeah, well, you know what? In January, I'm going to be going up to Canada. I'm going to be leading a group tour up there if you want to come join in. And everyone's like, oh yeah, cool. We'll go. And then it turns out that she's just joking. But Brandy goes,
it's like, just kidding. I'd love trust in Canada. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. That was a good one. Was that better or worse than the sweater joke?
And everyone's like, well, we'd still go. We'd go. And Brandy goes, yeah, just don't yell at the people that do go. And Dorinda's like, yeah, well, don't get so drunk that they can make an ass out of yourself in their house. How about that? How about that?
Joe goes, trigger, beep, beep. You better back it up, Brandy. She goes, yeah, because you know what? I don't think someone's ever showed their ass in my house before. Ever.
She says, well, I saw your ass a few times here. No, I was dancing with the girl. I just pulled out my shirt. I didn't pull my shirt and twerk everywhere. That was a shirt, right? Oh, it was a dress. Oh, well, maybe it was a dress for you, huh? Huh? Slut!
Now, Dorinda, let's be kind. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know. But wasn't that a nice thing to say to someone? Instead of being grateful, was that a nice thing to say? She goes, oh my God, I just said don't yell at anyone. And I just said don't get outrageously drunk and pull your ass out and pull your shirt up. Oh, I'm sorry. Your dress. Okay. Hey, how about you not get your Oshkosh bagashes in a twist? Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a dress? Was that a dress?
Why was that even necessary? And Vicky's like, how about we enjoy our last night? Well, why couldn't you just keep it beautiful and nice for me, Brandy? Why couldn't you just do that?
Oh my God, I thought it was like a joke about how far we've come. I mean, God, I mean,
oh, you think that's a nice thing? In your world where you live, do you say in your world when you go to someone's house, oh, don't yell at someone, don't yell at them?
Just, well, I mean, if we've all gone through it, then yeah.
But just don't say it. And Phaedra's like, let's have a nice night. Well, I'm trying to have a nice night, but unfortunately, I'm yelling at my guests because I'm very fired up over a very small thing right now. So Phaedra's like, well, we're trying
excuse
to
me while
Jesus.
I yell at someone about how I don't yell at people. Okay? I'm not done yelling about how I don't yell at people. All right?
Commercials.
Here comes one right now.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in Panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Phaedra's like, I think Dorinda's a little sensitive because she feels like she's being attacked. And everyone has a trigger. I mean, her trigger might be a little bourbon. I don't know, but she's got to chill. It was funny.
You said it, and my feelings are hurt, so that should be valid to you, too.
Brandy's like, okay, well, I'm sorry. So they're like, they're calling the waitress over, like, can you bring more food over, please? And then Brandy, of course, starts to cry because this is the pattern that Brandy says something, which admittedly in this case really was not that bad, especially for a Brandy thing. This is pretty benign, but now she starts to cry.
Yeah. She's like, ah. So Jill's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom. I would suggest that anybody who doesn't want to be yelled at by dinner, by girls who will mean at camp, to come with me. And so she gets up to go with Brandy, and then like half of them leave. It's just Vicky and Tamara and Dorinda left at the table. So Dorinda's like, I mean, was that necessary? Was that necessary? And they're like, oh, she's just trying to be outrageous.
Yeah, she was joking. She was joking. It shouldn't ruin the night match. We still got so many questions about staff to ask Vex.
Yeah. And Vicky's like, no one should be leaving crying. No one should be. So now we see Brandy's walking along and she's sniffling. And Jill's like, you know what? It's the timing. It's the timing. That's all. It's just, it was bad timing. It was like when I said to Jason Voorhees, don't kill them at camp. It's supposed to be a fun time. But he didn't listen. He killed them all at camp. It was very upsetting.
Well, I didn't mean to offend her with my shirt dress. And then it says on the bottom of the screen, distance to restroom, 750 yards.
For, by the way, that is 7.5 football fields away. That's how many yards away the bathroom
is. That is so crazy.
That was crazy. How do they, is that even like legal to serve food without bathroom nearby? So
I don't know. And then they pass this like lady who's walking the other way, some other customer, and Jill's like, hello, ma'am, famous person here, ma'am, no. She just keeps walking.
Do you know where the ladies' room is, ma'am? Is it, would you like a towel? Because I've got towels from Jill and Allie. I'll give you one if you tell us what the ladies' room is. No. Sorry,
and the lady
you.
Just keeps ignoring her, and she's like, ma'am, is that a no? Is that an, are you saying follow you? Okay, we'll follow you that way. We're going to follow you then?
So then Dorinda's like, you know, out of all the people here, I was looking forward to going tomorrow. It's kind of Brandy, because she's a lot of work. You know what? Brandy is like having a teenager in the house. Like, don't touch the stove, and she touches the stove. Don't play with fire, and she plays with fire. I'm like, damn, what was Hannah like as a teenager?
Fucking Hannah, yeah, just bumping into walls all the time. Like, what the 18 hell?
18 years old, just sticking your hand into fire. Hannah, come on. Hannah, don't juggle those knives, Hannah. You got to put them down.
You know, but Brandy, she's fun, but she's mischievous, okay? And a slut. She's also a slut.
So
now the ladies are 200 yards from the restroom, and it's all dark out there. And Brandy's like, surely they have a golf cart or something around here. So they finally get to the bathrooms, and Eva's like, I'm not going in there. It's like a horror movie.
Yeah, she doesn't want to. And Jill's like, who's hiding in the bathroom at Shaker Village yet? Come on, let's go in. So they check out the bathrooms and everything is okay. And Brandy actually says the long walk was really helpful. It sort of like helped her soul. So they finally get back, like after forever. And now it's time to go to dinner. So Vicky's like, do you smell horse manure? Is that horse manure you smell? Or did Gina Chiquillo show up? I don't understand.
So they have to walk a really long way to dinner too. So they have to go under the building and through like stables or something, and then through another field, and then they get to a stupid outside table. Like, why couldn't you put that next to the other setup? It's so weird.
Yeah, Dorinda's like, guys, you can smell the cows. Because like, we're all dressed up. We're walking through a barn, and Rinda's proud that we're smelling cow manure.
So then Dorinda's like, okay, you guys, do you think there's a bathroom? And Phaedra's like, it's all the way back there. She's like, well, does anyone need to go? And no one gets up, yeah. Which I kind of felt bad for her, you know, because for Brandy, everyone's like, we'll all go together. And for Dorinda, no one will get up. I thought Dorinda was going to have a fit about that. Oh, yeah. Really? No one's got to go to the bathroom when I... Why can't someone just be grateful and go to the bathroom with me?
I know. But Vicky's like, look, I'm in my Skims right now. And I'd rather get a UTI. Well, she goes, I'd rather get a UTI than walk alone with Dorinda to the bathroom. So, but the thing is this, they like... The soup arrives and Dorinda's back like really quickly because she's like, yeah, well, you know what? I use the great outdoors. And he was like, did you use hand sanitizer? Did you use hand sanitizer? And
Dorinda that looks good. That looks good over there. Dorinda just ignores it.
Brandy goes, I don't think so.
So, Dorinda's like, okay, let's talk about what we expected from each other and then what we've learned about each other. Phaedra, did you think you'd laugh so much with me? I love games that start with me complimenting myself. So the game should always start.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? I have to say, I didn't expect that we would laugh so much. And Tamara, you were a great support system ever since I was paused or fired or whatever you want to call it. Which I was like, wow, that was a moment of growth that I feel like people didn't really recognize. That was like the first time Dorinda acknowledged that, you know, she wasn't just paused, that she may have actually been fired. So, yeah. Then she's like, and Vicky, you know what? I love learning how deep your relationship, your friendship with Tamara and Vicky, how deep your relationship is. And Vicky, I think I was sort of intimidated by you. I was intimidated by how someone could be so dumb to be an anti-vaxxer. What the fuck is wrong with you? So I like learning that other side of you.
I mean, you're just so vulnerable, the way that you don't protect yourself against diseases. Yeah, so that was great. And Vicky's like, yeah, well, for me, I didn't think that we'd be so deep. That was my shock. Oh, yeah, and Jill wants to make it nice. Oh, Jill! There's no ill will in Jill. No ill will, Jill! Can I trademark that? Because that's actually kind of brilliant. How have I never thought of that?
Yeah. Okay. Dorinda goes, you know what? Like, Jill, she's always saying yes, okay? You can't say no to her. There's no knowing Jill Zorin. Jill's like, for the record, it's Zarin, not Zorin.
You know what, Dorinda? My biggest surprise, I thought that you would reject me, Dorinda. I just did. I thought that. She's like, oh, you know what? That would never. Only your calls and your texts and your cards. Come here, let's hug. No, not that tight. You know, how many people have been to each other's funerals? How many people? And Brandy goes, but we're alive. No. But we've been to each other's husband's funerals. And that's real. That's real, Jill.
And
then, Vicky goes, well, that's a huge accomplishment.
So then, and then Dorinda says that Eva should have been a therapist. And Taylor is saying how she's grown with Brandy because of Eva. And then Phaedra's like, well, anyone that's had the opportunity to be part of a franchise, there has to be something very special about you. And at the same time, very peculiar about you, and I just want to come and have a good time and really connect on a sisterhood and grown woman platform.
And she says, well, I think everyone gave, well, not Vicky, but everyone gave their all, and it turned out good. So Tamara's like, so
before we came here, I went to all of you guys' Instagrams.
And Brandy goes, except me, because I tried to look at yours and I was blocked.
Yeah, but I am blocked, you now, bitch.
So, yeah, they're all just like talking about how much they love each other. And they all say that Brandy's just really misunderstood. And Tamara's like, yeah, she is fun and she's a good mom's. And Brandy's like, yeah, I think I'm going to like at some point like make out with Tamara, because that's like my thing, is always talk about making out with people.
And then the next day I'm going to say that girl's a lesbian, because I make out with girls and then call them lesbians the next day. That's my thing.
Yeah. You know what? I realize with Brandy, she just wants everyone to have fun. And last night's a perfect example. You know, when she was showing her cooch to everyone like a common slut, she just wanted us to be happy. That's all.
Yeah, Dorinda. And I want to say, regardless of what just happened, like with you losing your mind and yelling at me about not yelling at people, I just love you.
So give me a hug. Come here. Give me a hug.
So, yeah, Jill's like, no, thank you, Dorinda, for having us in your home and letting me be on TV again. This has been a mitzvah. And Vicky's like, she's like, yeah, you know what? I give Dorinda a hard pass because she had a lot of guests. But next time, I want to go to a neutral place, you know, where like someone's not the boss. And then we see a montage of Dorinda just scolding them all week long and be like, we're in my house, and these are the rules.
You would do this to so many things. And Jill's, I love Jill's. You know what? I learned a lot about myself, you know? One, women don't want to make out with me, apparently. I'm the only woman in the world that another woman won't touch. So that was fun. Thanks, Dorinda. Oh, also, I'm very talkative. So that was great. You know, it's basically like camp all over again, except almost triple the amount of women.
So, yeah. So then Phaedra's like, well... So they all do a toast. They're like, cheers to the ex-wives club. And then Phaedra's like, well, you know, since everyone seemed to really respond so well to the lunch the other day, I called up my friend who wrote that book, and he signed copies for everyone. And here's, and basically she gives everyone this book and a Bible. She gives everyone a Bible.
Yeah, like a prayer book. And she gives everybody the prayer for dried out alcoholics book and a Bible. So everyone gets it. And she's like, wow, a Bible. I don't even have a Bible. Is this like the entire miniseries, or does this end halfway? I mean, which Bible are you giving me? You know what? Should I be offended? I'm not really sure, but I love the pages. They're very sparkly.
She's like, you know what? I'm Jewish, in case you couldn't tell. Okay, I am wearing a t-shirt that says, I heart babka, but I love all religions. I love all religions because they do the same thing. They bring us closer to God, okay?
Oh.
So then Phaedra says that she invited her friend Bishop Hezekiah Walker to do like a blessing and money service. So he comes out with a group, and they start having like a worship moment, and they start singing gospel, which is actually amazing. And they're all like, it's just, they're all like, everyone, all the women are given a tambourine. So they're all kind of like crying and singing, and they just keep showing Tamara in the background just banging her tambourine totally offbeat, which I thought was so perfect.
Oh, gosh. So Vicky is now refreshed and ready to go back to the OC. And basically, that's their thing. The song is, it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. So everybody's like singing, it's gonna get better. And talking about, I think the tambourines had the Bitcoin symbol. Not really sure.
Bitcoin. They were just swag from some sort of conference. Like, yeah. Tambourines by Bitcoin.
I'm not sure if Mr. Walker was like a crypto guy or what, but they do a key change, which,
yes,
listen, I know that this is a prayer, but don't offend Jesus right now. You know what I mean? That couldn't have been good to listen to.
Well, I just was like, you know, you're really pushing it with that key change just because, you know, I think it's, you have to work your way up towards a key change if you have Vicky Gunvalson as part of your singers, you know, like don't do this to Vicky.
So then it's their last morning. They're all getting ready to leave, and they're all in the place they need to be. And Jill's giving everyone candles, and she's like, you know, I just hate when things end because I may not see these girls again, you know? And I'll bet they don't call me. You know what? 9 out of 10, of these girls are not going to call me. How many people are here? You know, you do the math. I'm not good at math, you know, which I was always made fun of for as a child. But I'm an adult now. I don't care. I really do. I really wanted to be a mathlete.
I'm just sad that I won't have another chance to cook them, you know, chocolate chip banana bread, my famous chocolate chip banana bread that they were asking for every single day, all day long. They would just say, Jill, can you make your chocolate chip banana bread? You know, I guess in some ways, now that I make this, I'm almost like a cook. Maybe I should sell these in Whole Foods. I mean, and if I happen to sell an alcohol in the process, so be it. But you know what? Like, this could be my future.
So then Marco, he's like, my name is Marco Antonio Vega. Please find me. Please, someone find me. Follow my iCloud. Please, somebody find me.
He's like, if you want, you can, here's my shirt. Here's the famous shirt, which really isn't that famous. He goes, if you want it, you can Venmo me the $100 that Brandy said she'd pay for it. But we know that's not going to happen. You're like, yeah, and no one's going to Venmo you for that shirt either, sir.
And he's in the attic doing that, and you just hear the door lock. No, please don't lock it again. All right, see you later, Marco.
She just turns into Kathy Bates, starts sledgehammering his ankles. So then Brandy is upstairs having coffee. She's like, I don't care. I'm breaking the rules. I'm having coffee upstairs. And then we see that Dorinda's in her room eating this entire pizza. And she's like, yeah, pizza. This is better than dancing. And then the crazy part of this, you know what I'm going to say, Ronnie, right? You know what I'm going to say next. I think.
What?
No, well, the way she ate her pizza slice, she took the slice and then she turned it upside down and bit it. So like the crust was facing up when she bit into it. And I was like, for someone who doesn't like food in their room, she's eating it in the most perilous way. Like all those toppings. It looked like bad pizza, but if it weren't bad pizza, like everything would have fallen off. Why are you eating the pizza in the messiest way possible?
Also, I think they put this out of order because it looks like if she's eating pizza, that was the night that she went to bed early and they partied all night. Because she says, this is better than dancing. This is better than dancing. So I think she got some pizza and went straight up to bed and ate it in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, Dorinda. So then they're all like, oh my God, I can't close my suitcase. And Jill's just standing at the top of the stairs and talking to someone we can't see. And she goes, what do I have to carry this now? I'm not carrying this down, am I? I'm not going to carry this. You do it. I'm not going to carry this.
It's too heavy. I'm going to hurt myself, okay? There's five loaves of babka in here. Okay, I can't handle this all. Someone get this. Come on, someone. Huh? So now they're downstairs taking some final photos. And Dorinda's like, these are going to be my sisters out there forever. Which is funny because aren't they like all fighting on social media? Or at least Dorinda and Vicky are, right? So they're all just like wrapping up and saying like, this was like a sisterhood. This was great. This was wonderful, you know.
Yeah, and they're saying they would all do it again. And Jill's like, oh, yeah, 100% I would do this again. And it's like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, I don't know if I could do this again. Jill, we all know that you of all of the people would do this again. Jill's going to be on every girls' trip just like, oh, my God, are you guys filming girls' trip? I just happened to be here in Thailand.
She's already in Phuket. She's like, oh, my God, what a crazy coincidence. I'm staying at the Amangari. That's crazy. So the only one who really does not want to do it again is Eva. She's like, this is fun. Not doing it again. Okay, I don't need to do this. I've been on reality TV for like 15, 20 years now. I don't need to do this again.
And that's how it ends, basically. Dorinda's like, Bluestone Manor is a great place to host the Housewives. And I'm a great host. You know why? I make it nice, trademark. Ding!
Yeah, and that's how it ended. And it was very sweet. It was very sweet. Very funny. So, yeah, I mean, and Tamara, of course, has officially received her orange. So she graduated. She made it back. She made it back into the big leagues. I don't know. I have to say, I wouldn't mind Brandy back on Beverly Hills after watching this. I know that's sort of crazy because she is so thirsty. But I would not mind someone like her coming in just to kind of like shake up that cast a little bit in terms of just how, you know, the Fox Force 5. I think they needed someone like Brandy to kind of galvanize them and to shock them and, you know, to not let them call the shots. I mean, Garcelle tries very politely. Sutton is Sutton. But after watching Brandy, I'm like, I could do with her coming back.
I don't know. I don't know, because Brandy just makes stuff up.
She does.
You know, and I don't like that. I like it to at least be somewhat realistic, you know? Brandy's just, I don't know. Because Brandy's not always honest, and she's not loyal, really, to anybody, ever. She's just flip-floppy, and she's, I don't know. I don't need Brandy. I still say we don't need to go back to people that were fired. Like, I don't know what they're doing on
Orange County.
It's like your ratings are tanking. So you fired the people, then your ratings tanked worse because your casting still sucked, and now you're going to bring in one of the people that was kind of at fault for your show tanking in the first place. Like, how does that make any sense? It's like, guys, let's try and get back to mediocre and get rid of one of the people we got because the ratings were tanking. It's like, the logic there, I don't get it. There's plenty of crazy people in the world. Keep fishing. Keep fishing.
I think Orange County needs to get rid of Gina and Emily. I'm sorry. They are the ones that truly need to go. And the fact that they're back again does not make any sense to me. But whatever, we can just talk about that some more on Take a Seat. We've already talked about it, but it's something that still is on our mind. So I'm sure we'll talk about it again. Until then, everyone have a great weekend and stay safe. And we'll catch you on Monday.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels,
Dana C,
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery. This is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.